Hi, this is Karen Rausch. I'm the Clinical Managing Editor here at the American Journal of Nursing, and today I'm going to be talking with Asita Small. Asita is the Director of Patient Care Services at St. Luke's Warren Hospital in New Jersey, and she's also the lead author on an article called Continuing Education for Patient Care Technicians, a Unit-Based RN-Led Initiative. Hi, Asita.
Hello.
And thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. I just, full disclosure, I know Asita. I've actually worked with her a little bit when she was working on this article along with her co-authors, so I'm familiar with the program, and I think it was an excellent program and something we wanted to highlight. So why don't you start by telling us what was it that made you decide to do this program?
Okay, sure. So we started the program. It's a med-surg unit that I manage, and we were staffed with nursing attendants. And we decided to change the nursing attendant role to that of patient care technician in 2008. However, just before we made that change, we had done some analysis, and there were some issues that seemed to recur around the practice of the patient care attendants, in particular some issues with accuracy of taking vital signs, recording intake and output, doing weights, and things like that. So with the change to the patient care technician, it was an opportunity to sort of upgrade their skills, and that included some orientation to those additional skills that the patient care technician needed.
I just want to clarify one thing, too, is that this was at NYU. This was in a previous position that you had.
So right.
This was a very large academic medical center where this change was took place.
That's correct.
And many of the patient care technicians or nursing assistants had been long-term staff members there. Is that correct?
Right. So many of the patient care technicians, most of them, probably about 90% of them, had been at the hospital for periods of time ranging from, 15, 17 years to 5 years to a couple years. So they had had experience working there. And one of the issues we identified was that they did not have a continuing education program that specifically targeted technicians. So while the nurses on the unit regularly had continuing education sessions in services, went to conferences, and things like that, the patient care technicians or the nursing attendants, as they were at the time, were not involved. And one other thing that was an impetus for this was talking with both the nurses and the technicians, we identified issues around communication between the two groups, and that we determined would also have an impact on care, and how they related with each other would have an impact on the care they gave to the patient. So those were the two reasons that we decided to look at this program for the patient care technicians.
So there was really a couple things going on, because they got some further instruction as part of the change in their role from the hospital, but this project that you did, this continuing education, was separate and different from
right.
that.
This was separate, because this kind of focused on reinforcing the skills that they had previously,
mm-hmm.
Giving them the opportunity to, part of it was like feel like part of a team, feel that they were cared for,
right.
feel that we were taking the time to spend time with them and sort of upgrading and, paying attention to their educational needs. So we actually had asked them some questions, surveyed them as to what they thought they needed as part of a continuing education program. And so, and we asked the nurses as well what they were seeing that they thought would be helpful to improve the practice of the patient care technicians, and also, as a result, the communication as well. And so they identified many of the skills that we went over with the PCTs.
And if I remember right, they both kind of identified the same things, like the PCTs were looking for help with the same kind of skills that the RNs felt the PCTs needed help with. Was that true?
Exactly. It was almost, you know, exactly the same skills that they came up with. And so, I mean, that was a good starting point because we were, you know, embarking on something that both parties were interested in and had self-identified.
And why do this on the unit with the RNs instead of through the education department?
Right. So because they hadn't been a previously established program, it would have been, you know, having the education department develop, you know, an education program, which we thought would take some time. Mm-hmm. And so because we also wanted to sort of improve communication with between the RNs and the PCTs as a byproduct of this program, we thought it would be good to have the nurses that they work with deliver the program. You know, mm-hmm. So we were we're projecting that if these two groups were working together on this initiative, then it would sort of bring them closer together, and they would better understand each other in the process.
Right, and what each other's roles were. I'm curious about, you know, with how busy RNs are, nurses OEs on the unit, what was their reaction as far as, you know, now having to take time, the nurses now, to take the time to participate in this effort?
I think the nurses were very excited for, I think, a couple of reasons. One, they really cared about the PCTs and had a good appreciation that the PCT role was really helpful to them, mm-hmm. in their practice, and they relied on them for many of these important tasks. The other reason was that, you know, at NYU they have this this program that the clinical ladder program,
right.
And the nurses were eager to embark on this as well to enhance their clinical ladder progression. You know, we usually emphasize evidence-based practice. The nurses are already involved in coaching and teaching as part of their practice. So this was just an extension of what they did regularly. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really a stretch to do this. It was just sort of a different forum because they were doing this for each other before, for the nurses.
Right.
And so now they were extending it to the patient care technicians. And so we, the leadership team, made a strategic point of not being involved in the directly delivering the program, but sort of more in the background of helping them coordinate and get it together. But we wanted it to be a nurse and the PCT that worked together on this.
So if other units wanted to do a program like this, what were some of the problems that you ran into, or did you, you know, were there any big problems that you ran into? What are some things people would have to kind of think about ahead of time?
Well, I think really the issue was to have volunteers who were willing, mm-hmm. to, on the nurses' part, to spend the time to put together a program to share with the PCTs. And we sort of left that open to volunteers as well, and we had several people volunteer. We actually had more volunteers than we needed, mm-hmm. to participate in this program, and so they spent the time and put it together. So thinking about who would do it for you and, you know, making sure that they had the time to deliver a program. The other thing was how would we deliver it to the patient care technicians as part of their schedule as well. And so what we did was we looked at when the patient care technicians were most of them work, and most of them were on the unit at the same time on, say, a Wednesday, just because of the way the schedule worked. Mm-hmm. And so we made use of that so that the programs were delivered when most of them were there. We also brought in extra staff for that day so that they could all sit together and be part of the program, and so that somebody was covering their patients as they were delivering the program. So that was another thing you had to look at. How would you deliver it, and how would you reach people who could not be there that day? Or, and the night shift was a special challenge as well. And so we did sort of like a train-the-trainer, prepared the material and passed it on to the night shift nurses so that they could share the same information with the PCTs who work the night shift. So those were some of the barriers that we had to think about.
And what would you say was the overall results as far as, it sounds like there were a couple goals. One was to provide the education and update the skills of the PCTs, and the other was enhancing the relationship. So how did it work out?
I think it was a win-win situation. The PCTs, for one, if I back up a little bit, it identified as the nurses got into teaching the skills or going over the skills, we identified that, yes, there were indeed some deficits and that there were some things that we assume because the PCT was practicing for so many years that they had correct and they didn't. So it was a great opportunity to correct some practice issues. And so from a skilled and a learning perspective, I would say that it was very effective. For example, having one of the PCTs actually showing a new RN how you would help to prevent pressure ulcers by limiting the amount of linen on a bed, stuff like that, which they hadn't taught that much about before. And so it seems like a minor thing, but it can have a huge impact on a patient and patient care. And the PCTs felt that the relationship as they were doing this was better. I think they felt they expressed feeling more appreciated because the nurses take the time to go over this with them sort of in a relaxed, non-threatening type of environment where, you know. And anecdotally, they work better together.
And then they wanted it to continue afterwards.
Yes. And
Both groups
said that they needed to do this more often. We had done the sessions about monthly. We picked a different session. And I believe this was over like 6 months. And so the plan was to continue the sessions and with topics of their interest, and to share this with the other units. So there were other units in the hospital as well that expressed a strong interest in doing this program on their units.
Great. I remember when you were looking at the literature review or, you know, preparing your literature review, there really is very little out there. I don't think there's many programs, and it just seems like it makes such sense that with the emphasis on continuing education that all levels of staff should be, you know, getting that.
Exactly. We did a extensive search, and we didn't find any articles actually that specifically targeted continuing education for the ancillary staff, like patient care technicians, nurses, aides, etc. There was some literature that spoke to the relationships between the two and issues with delegation, but not with education. So this was kind of unique, and I think really important because these technicians, although it may seem like they just do tasks, a lot of those tasks are critical to the care that the nurses give. Let's, for example, if you're, you know, treating a patient with congestive heart failure, your weights are important. So you're relying on your PCT to do accurate daily weights. you're relying, you know, you're sending a patient to the operating room. You expect an accurate weight to calculate your anesthetics.
Right.
Things like that. And so I think one of the advantages of the program was when things were explained to the PCT like that about how important the little task that they do is to the patient, it made a lot of sense to them. And that was another part of them feeling really important, that what they actually do is important on the unit and is actually appreciated.
Right, yeah.
And relied upon.
I was thinking, as you were talking, I was thinking about that. It really shows them the value of the work that they're doing.
Right.
That they are not just tasked, and how it fits into the bigger
right.
picture of what goes on with patient care.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, and the nurses on the unit felt it was an excellent program from both perspectives. So I think, you know, I think it's something that needs to be replicated
mm-hmm.
and continued.
And the advantages of having the RNs do it, I think, is a big part of it, being unit-based and, like you said, having the RNs, not having it come through in the education department, but having it enhancing that teamwork and having the
right.
RNs on the unit.
It really helped to build the team spirit on the unit.
It's great. Yeah, I was really impressed with the project. I think it is very valuable, and like you said, that there's not much evidence out there that it's happening. So, great. So, anything else you want to add, or?
Well, no. I just really thank you for the opportunity to share what had been happening on the unit, and thank the nurses for their involvement, because without the nurses, we wouldn't have been able to do it, and they were so willing to do it, and it just shows that these groups can work together with a little bit of effort and a little bit of creativity, you know?
Right, and I think this is such a good example of, you know, what I always say about there's a lot of good work going on all over with things that our nurses are doing, and so I'm so glad when people like you and your co-authors write up these projects to share, because this is something that many nurses will relate to, the problems and the trying to work together and provide excellent patient care as a team with nursing assistants and PCTs. So mm-hmm. this is a great example of sharing, of communicating that work to other people. So thank you for writing it, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us today about it.
And thank you for having me.
Okay. Thanks, Asita.
Thanks, Karen.
Yep.